good morning. So today's episode is going to be about advice. Advice that we give to others, advice that we would like have to give in. Is that a real sentence? Sorry. Advice we would have liked to have given, oh god, what a sentence, to our past selves, and advice that we would like to give our future selves. So stay tuned, this is going to be very interesting. So for this, I had to switch to my iPad, and I finally know where the microphone is. At least I hope so, that the audio is also good enough. It should be, because this thing that I basically only use for Netflix is costing me a fortune. Oh well, I'm also using it for HBO. But anyways, so I asked a couple of people if they can tell me about what kind of advice they would give their past and future self, and it was quite interesting, to be honest. I even managed to ambush a random neighbor that I have never talked to before, and now if we see each other, we greet each other now, which is one positive thing I think that came out of it. But yeah, I realized it's quite a hard question actually to answer. Some were quite quick, and they still had very good answers. Some tended to think about it a little bit more. And especially when you asked me the same question back, I was like, wait a minute. No. This is a project I'm gonna ask other people, not myself. But yeah, I ended up obviously having to answer as well. And I'm just going to read what I have written to you as a reply. So, an advice that I would give my past self is to believe in yourself and the people who care about you, and that they will be here no matter what to support you. And for the future, my advice would be, try to live in the present and not so much in the past, and you're worthy no matter where you are or what you look like. And yeah, the funny thing is, when I think about it, it's very much an indicator as to where I am now. Even if we're talking about past and future self, it obviously says something about where you are now and what kind of thoughts you have and what you're like worried about, maybe. So that's quite interesting. I also asked other people, and I won't say who said what. I won't give an indication to anything, so I'm just gonna read it, so it's fair, anonymous, and such. So let's jump right into it. All right. So here's advice for the future self. Do not worry too much about finding one single passion and being great at it. Life is to be lived, and you have time to try everything you wish. For the past, do not worry about figuring things out too much. You will change your mind 100 times anyways, and that's okay, because you'll be able to take out a lot from each of this experience, and it will all be very useful soon. Very great advice. I definitely feel like this could be something I should take to heart as well. Let's see, the next one. Let me see. All right, here's an advice for the past. relax more because things at the end will fall in proper place, and enjoy life more. And advice for the future is work hard and enjoy the ride. And also do the things that you want to do. Do the things that you want to, you have to do, and I think it's do the things that you want to do instead of have to do or should do. Maybe it's something like this. I'm not quite sure. But it makes sense if you think about it, I would say. Okay, what else? Let's see into my list, into my extensive list. Okay. One advice for the past is patience, because it takes time to build. And an advice for the future is to enjoy the accumulation, which I think is also short but sweet. Then there's a very interesting answer, I think. So as an advice for the past, they said they would want to say so much and then maybe even nothing, because you have to experience the things for yourself. And if somebody tells you you shouldn't do something, you would do it anyway. And they would tell their past selves a lot, but they think it may not change anything. So the experiences you have to make yourself. But maybe knowing the lottery numbers would help. I thought that was interesting because someone else said something about that as well. And the advice for the future is, if you are where you are now, then you're wrong. Which I think is interesting. Yeah. If you are there where you are now, then you're wrong. One advice was lottery numbers, telling your past self the lottery numbers, and then future advice is not really an advice, but like thanking the lottery numbers. What else? I ambushed my neighbor, right? And now I don't remember if I already talked about it, but I'm just gonna talk about it again, because why not? And the advice, I think she was like in the beginning of the 50s, and Jesus Christ, she didn't look like that at all. And she was saying that the advice for her past self would be to not care too much about what people think, which I thought was quite interesting. She also asked me if what kind of age I was thinking about, and I just said like anything. Because she said that sometimes when you're younger, especially, then you're just maybe thinking too much about what other people think, and kind of like, I mean, I know it for myself, you kind of worry about things that are so irrational when you think about it. And her advice for the future was to stay on track. And she mentioned something about the coronavirus, so I'm guessing that It's maybe just to, yeah, be resilient, I guess, and to stay on track no matter what happens, and or just stay focused, I guess. It's just an interpretation, really, so anyone can read into it. So, yeah, I think that's all the people that I've asked so far. Let me just think about it. Yeah. Maybe I forgot, actually. I hope I didn't. But, yeah, I think that's quite interesting to see, like, different kinds of perspectives and different kinds of advice, but they're all good. And I could definitely all be inspired by them in some point and in some way. It's really cool. But, yeah, that's it for the advice. And now I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll just end this episode. It's getting shorter and shorter. But, yeah, well, I can just end the segment here, to be honest. So, do you know what's quite funny? Because, I mean, I started this thinking it's going to be a birthday present, and it still is a birthday present, so don't worry about that. But I'm guessing if you're listening to this now, I already surprised you with it, hopefully. And yeah, but I think it's so much more than that, because it's also kind of nice to share some of the reflection, not only with you, but also with myself, and depending on who's actually listening to this as well out there. And if you are, I don't know why you're listening to this, because yeah, but it's nice to kind of have the space to reflect on the day, on the things, and I think I'm going to continue doing that, to be honest, and kind of share my thoughts and ideas and funny circumstances that maybe only I think they're funny. Yeah, but it's really great, and I'll try to maybe keep it up. Maybe not as frequent as I did now, because I was super excited about it, but yeah, it would be nice to do this, continue doing this over the summer, and maybe even if you're in Munich, because it would be nice to kind of stay in touch and surprise you with a few episodes whenever, so that you know I'm thinking of you and I miss you. But yeah, now I actually realize the reason why I wanted to do this is because I wanted to kind of surprise you with introducing you to some of my favorite spots in Munich. And I didn't do this at all. I even started the blog and it only has one post which says happy birthday. God damn it. But, well, I'll make a list anyway for you at some point. Yeah. So here we are. End of the episode. I hope you enjoyed this. Bye bye.